No, I don't think so.
Does it mean intelligent?
No. It just means that they read a lot.
Okay. What would you call a person who always is seeking praise, maybe from the teacher or from the boss?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else? What about a child in school?
A pet.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to work, you could call it brown nosing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so.
Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Set in your ways.
Yeah. Or might you use an animal with headed?
Bullheaded.
Yeah, okay. If you, somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say he's very...
sensitive.
All right. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
upset.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
calm down.
Or... yeah, okay, that'll do. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
tired.
And if you're even more worn out than that, you say you're all...
exhausted.
Or... I just said it, actually.
Worn out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not doing very well. I keep saying these things I'm trying to get from you. If a person had been well and you hear all of a sudden he had a disease, you'd say, when did he...
get it or contract it?
Using it with sick, when did he...
get sick?
Mm-hmm. If he was sitting in a drought and he began sneezing and his eyes were watering, you'd say he... and he couldn't talk and his head was stopped up.
He has a cold?
Or the act of getting the cold,
he's getting a cold? Or, I don't...
would you use a form of catch or a form of take? Or
catching a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice and it got very low, you'd say he was...
losing his voice?
Well, it's low, though. He talks very low.
I don't...
beginning. It sounds like the riding animal.
A horse? Getting hoarse?
Would you say that? Okay. And if you go... you've got a...
cough?
Mm-hmm. If you've been up late, you might say, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling...
tired? Sleepy?
Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock in the morning when the alarm goes off, I'll...
wake up?
And he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
wake him up.
Okay. The medicine is still by his bedside, so you ask, why haven't you...
taken it?
Mm-hmm. And he might answer, I... blank some yesterday.
Took some yesterday.
And I will.
Take some today.
If he can't hear anything at all, he's...
deaf.
If he began to sweat, he might take off his shirt and say, look how much I have...
perspired.
All right. Would you use sweat in the past tense at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Doesn't sound right.
A discharging sore that comes to a head is a...
A boil.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff inside?
Pus.
Yeah. If you got an infection in your hand so that it got bigger, you'd say it...
swollen. It's swollen.
It is swollen?
Yeah.
And yesterday it...
swelled.
And it will...
swell some more? Or
mm-hmm. The liquid in a blister is...
water.
Mm-hmm. If a bullet goes through your arm in a war, you say you have a bullet...
wound.
Yeah. Do you know the name for a kind of skinless growth when it doesn't heal properly that has to be cut out?
I don't think so.
Some kind of flesh? Proud flesh?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Oh, wow. If you got a little cut in your finger and you put something on it, not mercurochrome or methylate, but an older stuff.
Turpentine?
Starts with an I.
Iodine.
Uh-huh. And what used to be given as a tonic for malaria? And it's the tonic in gin and tonic. It starts with a Q.
I don't know.
I must spell this because I need the pronunciation. Q-U-I-N-I-N-E.
Quinine.
Okay. If a person was sick and didn't recover, you'd say he...
he's still sick.
No, he...
oh, yo, he died. Yeah, he passed did. Away.
All right. Is there any other polite you might use?
Gone with the wind. No, he passed away.
All right. And a crude term, joking term?
Yeah, croaked.
Okay, and he's been dead a week, but nobody's figured out what he...
What he died of?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I just lost my place. The place where people are buried is a...
Cemetery?
Or any other name?
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And the box that they're buried in is...
Coffin.
And the ceremony?
Funeral.
People are dressed in black, you say they're in...
Mourning.
Okay, and the man who takes care of the dead body at the funeral home is the...
Mortician.
Mm-hmm. And the vehicle that carries the corpse is the...
Hearse, whatever.
Which?
As soon as I said hearse, I thought of Patty Hearst. A hearse.
All right. And do you know a name for a building above ground where they might bury people?
Tomb.
Okay, that's all of those, I think. If on an average day somebody asked you how you're feeling, you'd answer...